This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour. Thanks for joining us. We're excited to have another episode together.
Absolutely. And if you haven't listened to our podcast from Wednesday, please check it out. Guess who we had? Our good friend and fellow Golden Bachelorette. I don't think she's a bachelor. Anyhow, it was Ellen on our podcast, and what fun we had talking to her.
We talked. I found Ellen to be as fun on the podcast as she was in the house.
She was great in the house. How about her princess date?
Okay, can we talk about that?
Well, can I just say anybody would have been excited, but she has never had was so special that day.
So for those, I can't imagine there's one of you out there, but for those of you who missed that episode, Ellen went on this fabulous date, got fabulous diamond earrings. Michael Costello clothes. And we didn't talk about this on the podcast, but here's a little dirt. So Ellen was handing out all the dresses that she didn't want. Do you remember, Susan?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
That didn't fit her or were too big or whatever, too small.
You got one, didn't you?
I got one. And the way I got it, nobody wanted it because they said it was too big. And I finally looked at it. I wore it for the women's tell-all. It was this beautiful white jumpsuit. Mm-hmm. And I looked at these people. They're going, it's too big. I said to them, what's wrong with you people? Have you never heard of a tailor? And I took it home and had about 2 feet taken in, and it was fabulous.
So I know Ellen's going to hear all of our podcasts. And Ellen, forgive me now, but this, I just have to share it. I'll never forget. first of all, her face was priceless when Michael Costello walked in and called her. And she wanted to go buy new underwear. She said, I don't have pretty panties on. She was embarrassed.
Wait, it's worse than that. We get to the wedding. Susan lectures her about her underwear. And then we get to the wedding.
And she did it
and
again.
And she says again, she goes, I have terrible underwear. And we look at her and go, have you not learned your lesson? What's wrong with you?
So I think for Christmas, we're going to send her Victoria's Secret underwear all the way.
I mean, that she's going to kill you, Susan.
I know she is, but I do love you, Ellen.
Did you love her talking about her dating the guy that that was selfish that she dumped?
Right, and she saw right away that he was narcissistic, which is a definite no-no for me. But she did share. She went to an opening of a restaurant, I believe she said, and met somebody else. I mean, it's new. She couldn't really share with us yet, but... that is the way.
It is.
Getting yourself out there.
Yep. And we talked about, so again, for those of you who missed it, I don't know where you were, but we won, Ellen and I won the pickleball tournament on the Golden Bachelor. And she plays a ton of pickleball and she's so active. And that's how, she was talking about that's how she meets people. People. She gets out and does
She's very active. She golfs. She plays pickleball.
And that's how she meets guys.
Yeah. She's in a great little community in Florida. So maybe we should move to Florida. Is that the problem?
But we're moving to Florida in a community and we're taking up pickleball full time. That'll be it.
All right.
All right. So today we have got even more fan questions.
I love it.
I love that y'all are listening and writing in. Please keep it up. And like always, we have some really good ones today. All right. If you want to send a question, reach out. Go to bachelornation.com/golden hour.
And please do it. But first, let's get started with today's question of the day. This is always fun.
Always.
Okay. So you ready?
Yep. Go for it.
What's one lesson you wish you had learned earlier in your dating journey? A lesson that we've learned early in our, so we first start dating, a lesson?
I mean, I think many of our guests have touched on it. For me, it's being comfortable with being myself and not trying to please someone else, being my authentic self, which I usually am. Mm-hmm. But I think when we're first dating, when we were younger, that's harder.
I've always been who I am, which is maybe why I don't have a lot of dates, but the lesson I still struggle with this that people tell me is don't trust everyone. And I'm a very trusting person. You yourself told me. Don't think everybody's as good as you are. Don't, you know, you have to get to know them before you can trust them. And that's a problem I have. I guess that would be my lesson, is not to trust everything that comes out of anybody's mail.
Well,
I find that difficult, though.
Well,
I look at the good in people.
Well, everyone has good and everyone has some bad. We're not perfect. I mean, you may be St. Susan.
I am St. Susan.
Yeah. But most of us are not perfect. And I think that's just, it's just be aware, right? So when I date now, I'm just aware of what they're saying. I don't.
Can I say something? We are ready to date now. And we'll practice all these things we learned, but we're not dating yet.
Okay, so let's get this right. When you have a date,
I'll call you as soon as I get a date, Kathy.
You know what's going to happen? What? All these people that are listening to our podcast, they're going to send
call
us
all
guys.
At once? Can we do a group date?
What, group date.
A group date.
We're going to do paintballing.
No, that would hurt. I would not do that.
All right, well.
But that would be fun.
It would
we
be
could
fun.
Get a group date together for both of us. We'll go play nine, you know.
Susan, the only thing harder than having a date with one of us is having a date with both
two of us.
Us.
If they can withstand that, we're bound to pick somebody.
Yeah, all right, well, let's move on. Come on, let's start our questions here. We've got some great ones.
Okay, question number one. Marissa from Phoenix sent us this. Susan and Kathy, I did something that I'm not proud of. After a night out in a club with my best friends, I got a little too drunk and made out with a stranger on the dance floor. I cheated on my boyfriend of 1 year. The morning after this happened, I regretted it immediately, and I felt like I had to come clean. After I told him, he was completely heartbroken and said he needed some space from me. Do you think there's any way that I could win his trust back? I don't want to end things like this. He really means a lot to me.
You know what? This happens more times. I mean, rule number one, why were you so drunk that you didn't know what you were doing?
People use alcohol.
People use alcohol as an excuse for a lot of bad behavior. I think that she's not in control of this. Mm-hmm. She's going to have to try to earn his trust back. It may or may not happen.
I admire the fact that you came clean immediately,
yeah.
But you got to give him some time.
Yeah.
And if he really loves you and realizes you did tell the truth and that's all you did. But the problem is he's going to feel like my friend saw you or who saw you that's going to come back and tell me. That's when it gets ugly.
You know, it does. Here's a couple of questions I have, which, you know, Marissa can't answer for us, but she's been with a guy for a year, mm-hmm. and she's out clubbing with her friends. No problem. No problem with that.
Why are you kissing somebody else?
Well, people, you know, when they get drunk, they say, I wouldn't know because I've never been drunk, but they say that you're real, you know, you drop your inhibitions. So maybe you're not as happy with your relationship as you think you
are. Why did you kiss him? Yeah.
Maybe.
That's true. That's it. Good luck with that one, babe.
Yeah, good luck. And next time, stay sober. And things may go better for you.
I hope it doesn't end for you. And I hope he respects the fact that you did come clean and tell the truth and you do regret it. But I feel as if even if he forgives you, it's always going to be there.
Oh, no. I don't think that at all.
I do. I think he'll never forget what she did.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree. If anybody can make a mistake, I mean, she didn't go to bed with the guy. She made out with him. She came clean. I think if they
forgive her, yes.
And if you know what?
If you don't forget.
Oh, I do. If you forgive someone. Oh, yeah. Susan, if you forgive, you got to be able to move on and forget.
You can move on, and it's all good, but it's always there. Mm-mm. It's always there. Mm-mm. A second guess of trusting, that's
so you're saying he'll never trust her again?
I'm not 100%, but he would question things, yeah, whenever given.
Okay, well, that's it, Susan.
An uncomfortable situation, he's going to remember what she did.
Well, hopefully she's learned her lesson, isn't going to pull that again.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish you luck, babe.
Yeah, we wish you all the luck in the world. And stay away from the alcohol.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Okay, listener question number two. Jess from New York says, I've been with my boyfriend for a couple of years now. He's always watched porn, but I think lately he's just been more open about it. It really bothers me. It doesn't bother me that he masturbates, but the fact that he does it while watching videos of other women makes me feel really insecure. On top of that, I asked him what kind of porn stars he's into, and he described women that are the total opposite of my body type and race. Does this mean that he's not actually that attracted to me? Is it worth me putting my foot down over my own securities, or should I keep letting him do his own thing?
Ouch.
Wait. So, the last line says it all.
What?
Should I keep letting him
do his own
thing? Honey, you don't have a choice. You're not in control of him.
No. And you know what? I've tried in a relationship. A man likes to watch. I don't get anything out of it. I'm sorry. But there's an issue here.
Why? Because he does porn?
No. She doesn't like that he's choosing somebody that's not her. So that's making her feel like she's not as attractive to him as he should be. He likes other race, but men are different than women.
Well, here's my
question. I'm not going to excuse it. I don't dig it.
Well, it's not the porn or the...
It
you know
is.
What, no, you know what gets me? Hmm. She asks him what kind of porn stars he's into. Like, who
why
cares?
Would you ask him that?
Who cares? It's like asking you what color ice, you know, flavor ice cream. Who cares?
And I wonder if it's all women. Is it women and men? Like, usually... It's,
you know, she's asking us. Here's what I would say, Jess. You're asking us. You're telling us you feel insecure. You're asking if he's not that into you. You're asking, is it worth putting your foot down? Have you talked to him about any of this?
I would.
No, I'm saying, has she? Jess, if you haven't, you need to talk to him about it. Because if he's into porn and that's what floats his boat, guess what? You can either get on board or get out.
And is he masturbating in front of you after watching this? Are you there or is he telling you about this? Like, how do you know this is what's happening? Is it a thing you do together? I don't know the details.
Can I just be honest with you, Susan? Yeah. I'm feeling really old right now. I'm feeling really old. Like, this stuff, this wasn't in my marriage. It was like he had a Playboy on the back of the toilet. That was it.
Things have come a long way.
I feel old. I'm going to end it on that.
No, I know a lot of people that are into porn and that's their thing. As long as he's not making you go without because he'd rather do that. I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one.
You know what I'm going to do while he's masturbating to porn?
What? You watching?
I'm taking the Neiman Marcus card and I'm going shopping.
Amen, sister. I wish you a lot of luck, honey. That's a tough one.
Okay.
Amy from Texas says, hi, Susan and Kathy. I'm an only child, and I've always been very close to my parents my whole life. I lived with them for a couple years after college, and I'm now finally on my own in my own apartment and financially independent. Good for you. But we still see each other all the time since I only live about 20 minutes away. I've been with my current boyfriend now for about 6 months, and I just recently introduced him to my parents. My parents are very conservative, and I begged them not to bring up anything political with my boyfriend. Of course they did.
Of course they did.
My boyfriend is much more liberal, and he's also not afraid to speak his mind. They got into a rather heated discussion throughout dinner. Now, every time I see my parents, they make random comments about my boyfriend, hinting that I should break up with him. I really like him, but I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place. How can I get them to all get along? Oh, never talk about religion, politics.
Say, it's like rule number one.
Wow.
Leave religion and politics at the door.
But it was her parents that brought it up. Yeah, and he's...
Can we just go back a minute?
Yeah, yeah.
She's in her own apartment. And she's independent? Mm-hmm. What did we do wrong?
Well, I did mine, no. But that's a taboo thing. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. I don't think their parents, I mean, okay, they had something to say, but not every time you see her. If your daughter's happy, he's good to her, they're falling in love, shut up.
Well, tell us what you really think,
Just
Susan.
Just because their political issues are different?
Listen, I live in Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know, It is a pretty conservative state, and I think that parents there are a little different than they are in the Northeast, in that they maybe feel like it's fair game to tell their daughter what they think and expect her to follow suit. But here's the thing. If she's independent, then it may mean she has to pull back from them a little bit and say, guys, I love you, but I love this guy too. Mm-hmm. And if you can't respect my right to date who I want, then...
Or keep your opinions to yourself.
I'm sorry. If they're how old, it's clearly, you know, they're baked. They're not changing.
Yeah, no. So, and he's not afraid to share his
his
feelings.
Amy, here's what I'm going to say to you. Either get a Confederate flag and start waving, or you're going to have to stand up to your parents.
Either you beg one or the other. Babe, the boyfriend, please, if they start with this topic, just shut it down. Well, move on to something else. But he sounds like he's a little cocky, and he's going to go right back at him with his views. It's a no-win situation. It's a no-win.
But here's the thing. Do you think that it would be a problem going forward? Like with them, no, between them. Like, we don't know. Is she liberal?
She didn't say that. She did not say that.
I mean,
every time she sees her parents, they make random comments.
Well, she says, she also says she begged them not to bring up anything political. So this does.
And they did.
This is not a first time deal here.
Yeah, well, be your own person, live your own life. Love your parents to death. And if it gets really bad, you go see them by yourself, leave them home. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Nothing's going to change. The parents are going to be the parents. The boyfriend's going to be the boyfriend.
Susan.
Yeah. Are you saying not see your parents anymore?
I'm saying play hardball. If you're in love with this guy, you want to be with this guy, and they're not being nice about it, Mom and Dad, I love you, but I really love Joe, John, Sam, whatever his name is.
And be with your man.
Yeah, be with your man. Yeah. Stand by your man. There's a song. Mm-hmm. Stand by
your
man.
Now, if it were a different situation, like... he did you wrong and you were hurt and your parents took up for you and they end up not liking him very much and you get back together, that's even tougher. But this is a political. Like, really?
I mean...
Mind your own business,
Amy,
everybody.
You're not between a rock and a hard place, sweetie. All. You're an adult and you're going to have to make a tough decision here.
Exactly. So if you do have a question for us, as you can see, we talk about it all. We want to hear it. Go to BachelorNation.com/GoldenHour and you may be... featured on our podcast.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Kathy. How about that? We just got our first audio and Maylin gets to be live on our podcast.
Do you just love getting these audio calls?
I absolutely do.
I am currently talking to this new guy, but And it's going really well. And it's getting to the point now where we should probably start introducing each other to our families. But the thing is I have never introduced a guy to my family ever in my life. So just wondering your guys' advice on kind of advice or encouragement. And yeah, I guess like what should we do for the first time that happens? What should I expect? What should he expect? Yeah, I love you guys. You guys are amazing. And yeah, you guys are just so fun and funny to watch. And I love you guys. Thank you.
I mean, her question, there's so many questions I have.
Right, like, I don't know how old you are.
I don't know how long you've been seeing the guy.
Right.
I want to know why you've never brought a guy home.
What's the first thing that came to both of our minds when we heard her?
Maria.
She never brought anyone home before. And I remember Joey's reaction to that. I was like, what? Are you lying?
Well,
so, like I said, I don't know how old you are. Should never have brought anybody, or maybe she thinks that nobody was worth bringing home and she hasn't felt a certain way about somebody before.
Okay. Let's focus on she wants to bring him home. Mm-hmm. She wants to her parents to meet him. So
wouldn't you tell your parents first? Like, there is somebody in my life, Mom, that I'm interested in.
But I'm going to keep it casual. I'm not going to say, I've never brought anyone home before.
No.
And I'm going to say, hey, I might not even bring him to my house. I might say, hey, Mom and Dad,
meet us
for a cup of coffee or for a drink at a bar. This is a guy I've been seeing. Keep it casual for the first meeting so that you feel comfortable.
You have a good point there, because going to somebody's home is a whole nother ballgame, if you will. Meet out in a restaurant, have some appetizers.
Have a drink.
Maybe not a bar. You don't know what her family's like a bar restaurant.
Yeah, a cup of coffee. Go for a walk on the lake. Whatever. Do something that's casual. Don't be afraid, Malin. Don't be nervous about doing this. If you have found someone that you feel like you want to meet your family, you clearly are invested. You're invested in, and you're feeling something for this guy that you've never felt for anyone else. Celebrate that.
And how do you feel about meeting his family for the first time? Are you nervous? Everybody's a little nervous. Just be yourself.
Do you remember meeting?
Yes, I do.
What was it like?
Is she from New York? She's fast. I used to try to finish their sentences. Dickie, my ex, was from North Carolina, from Charlotte, North Carolina, and they talk slow and, I'm quick. She goes, she from New York?
That's really funny. I remember I was so nervous when my husband, we met in college, and he drove me to meet his parents for the weekend.
Right.
And
had to do a whole weekend?
Ooh. And it was dark, and we're driving off the New York State Thruway, and he takes this exit, and I'm thinking, you don't live here. You're taking me parking. Nobody lives
parking.
Here.
Parking. Did you hear that, Kathy?
I told you I'm old.
You're showing your age.
I'm showing my age.
You're going to make out the park.
That's right. We did that too. We drove down this, I'm telling you, one
scary,
blinking stoplight town, and he pulls in, and I knew.
We're here.
It was like I'd landed on Mars.
But it is. It's scary to meet people for the first time, and this is a big moment in your life. Embrace it.
Celebrate it.
Enjoy it. Yes, absolutely.
And you know what? We both wish you, if this is the guy.
Yes.
Well, hopefully. If this is the guy, Susan wants to be your wedding officiant.
Yes, and call us and let us know how this works out, because I want to hear how it went.
And we wish you, we hope for you the best outcome for this meeting.
Absolutely. And I'm sure your parents are ready too.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
They're unless, probably of course, thrilled. You're 14. I mean,
I was saying they're probably thrilled. Finally, somebody's going to take her off our hands.
No, good luck with that,
really,
sweetheart.
We love you. And thanks so much for calling in.
And just know you were the first live one on our podcast. And we celebrate
more.
You.
We want more.
Absolutely.
Feel free to call in. Okay. So today, Susan, it's always game day.
Oh, yes.
We game face for game day.
Already.
All right. We're going to play this game that we've called Moral Quandary. We're going to read a quandary, if you will, and we each have to try. This time, let's try to guess what the other one would do, okay?
All right.
All right. As soon as we start, you're going to get it.
Okay.
You're going to guess, then I'm going to guess.
All right.
You're at the park with your grandkids when one of them finds a $100 bill on the ground. You are the only people at the park and you don't see anyone else nearby, do you keep the $100?
I let my grandchild keep it.
You're supposed to guess.
Oh, phooey. Sorry, I blew that one. I would let my grandchild. What would you do, Kathy?
What do you
Okay. There's nobody else
gonna,
there.
That's a no-brainer. We're going to start this over again.
Kathy would let the children keep it. No, Kathy might pocket it herself.
You think I would pocket it?
No.
You're wrong.
You would?
What am I going to do?
You're not letting the kid have it?
You know, with my grandkids?
Yes, the grandkid finds it. You let him keep it. Good for you.
Oh, yeah, I would let. But here's what I probably.
You look around, make sure nobody's
there. Here's what I thought you were going to say.
What?
Like, take a picture, put it up, lost and found.
No,
$100
I'm not
bill.
Doing that. It's $100. We're in a park.
Wait, what if your grandchild is like 6?
And you go home and tell mommy and daddy, that's yours. You could spend it on whatever you want. Put it in the bank
college
and save
account.
It.
College account. I'm keeping it and I'm putting it in their college account.
I'll tell you what. You get 50 to buy something and the other 50 goes into savings. Okay, my turn. Kathy, you're searching for a nanny for your 3 children.
I wish.
You interview someone who seems perfect. You're ready to make her an offer, but first, search her online. You discover her Instagram, which features almost all provocative half-dress photos. Do you still hire her? Kathy's going to say, hell no.
Hell no.
Nobody would. Like, that's a crazy one.
Wait a minute.
What? Do you think I would have hired her?
No, I don't think you would hire her, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a minute.
Okay, fair enough.
She was 16. She was drunk. She didn't know what she was doing. She hasn't looked at those pictures in, 10 years.
Yeah, no. First of all, if she's 16 and they've been there for 10 years, that's a big red flag.
Okay, you know what I'm saying, though. She doesn't know.
No.
And by the way, you're being judgy again, Susan. I'm seeing a whole new side of you.
Okay, why? I don't want half-dressed, provocative people babysitting my kids.
Excuse me. Mm-mm. Would you let Katy Perry babysit your kids?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
She's too sexy for her. Yeah, no. Okay, try another one.
All right. You meet someone at a Starbucks and start texting. He asks you out on a date but tells you via text that he feels he needs to let you know he's only ever dated men. You would be the first woman he's ever gone out with. Do you still go out with him? Now, guess what you think I would say? Okay, you thought too
say,
long.
Are you sure?
You,
Susan, I don't know what you'd say.
I live
on
in
that
Texas.
And
not
what's
only
that got
no,
to-
hell no. Not even a chance.
I'm just. What do you think I'd say?
Oh, do? Of course I would. I'd give anyone a chance.
You could be my new best friend.
Yeah, my new best friend. I just like to chat with him and let him buy me dinner. And, he'd probably fall in love with me.
No, the let him buy me dinner is so wrong because, I always pay my own way. But, yeah.
No, would you go out with him?
I might talk to him, yeah.
It's not. Am I speaking English here? Would you go out
the
with
first
him?
Woman he's ever gone out with? If I liked him, yeah.
Okay, let me paint a clearer picture for you. Mm-hmm. You seem to be struggling. He's 69.
He's what?
I'm painting
a
picture.
I don't see that.
I'm saying.
Why your world?
You're 67. Let's make him 65. You want a younger guy? Good, you got him. You're 67, he's 65.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole different story.
What the hell are you
thinking? I'm thinking of myself as being younger and this happened. Yeah,
Susan. No. It doesn't say you.
You
when
meet
you were
somebody
30.
At Starbucks at this age of the game, and he's only ever dated men. Then no.
Okay,
of course not.
It took a long time to get there. I'm exhausted.
Well, I mean, I don't judge people. Like, remember the question we had? I guess either it hasn't come up out yet, but we did discuss one of the people's questions about the 2 women, and she was about to propose. Remember that one?
Yes, and he wanted to be with them.
She wants to try him in.
That's different.
That's what
that's
came
different.
To mind.
That's different. And that's a much younger situation. There is no way because
he's been with men for 60 years, if he's 60. But anyhow, I love this banter that we have. I love getting to know more about you, Kathy, and your opinions on things. Not that we always agree, but we agree to disagree. That's what friendships are
about. But don't you think we agree Susan and I come from very different backgrounds. We're both Northeasterners, mm-hmm. even though I live in Texas. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Massachusetts, outside of Boston. But we agree on a lot.
A lot of things, yeah.
And it's funny because our life has been so different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that does it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining us today on Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour.
Thanks, everyone, for listening and tuning in. Please be sure to follow us as we have new episodes coming out every week.
And don't forget to submit your questions. As you can see, we love it. We absolutely love hearing from you. Go to bachelornation.com/golden hour to send them in. Plus, don't forget, if you know any friends that want to date Kathy
and Susan,
send them in and we'll check them out. We're really seriously considering a group date. I think I like that idea. We should talk more about that.
Okay, we will. We will. First, we need the guys, Susan.
Yeah, well.
First things first.
They're coming, baby. They're coming.
All right. Well, in the meantime, listen to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you so much
for
tuning in.
Have a great week. See you soon.
See you next week.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. There's a whole collection of Black led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.